The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, Hilchos Lulav Ushaminim, Sifim Aleph Du Yud. Sif Aleph. Kvar Naugu Yisrael, it's already a meaning in Klai Yisrael, Shemishu Koina Esrig Lulav, Huenu Maven, someone who's buying a Lulav and Esrig and he doesn't know the halachas well. Maro Yisrael Lemoyah Hira, Nim Kshem Alay, he brings them to a Moira Hira to find out if they're indeed Kasha and Mahudar. Because there are a lot of specifics on these halachas, and if someone's not aware of them, obviously his chances of getting it right are very poor. Yesh lahade liknois lulav chadash, and one should be mahade to buy a fresh lulav. Ki lulav hayavish, because a lulav that is dried out, eno kasha, is not kasha, ala b'shasad chak. In Europe, obviously in those times, it was very hard to get a palm branch, and so sometimes they had palm branches that were very old, And once it's yavesh, to take something that's yavesh and not fresh is extremely questionable. Some say that once it lost its green color, havi yavesh. Already that makes it as if it's dry. So therefore, one should buy a fresh lulav that's green. And Baruch Hashem, in our times, that's something that's very easy to do. Shir halulav shir hashadra chutz min ha'alin ha'yoinim abed tvachim. The shear of the lulav is that the shedra, the spine, besides the upper branches, should be four tvachim. If you look at a lulav, so there's branches, there's the main stem part, and then out of the sides are coming branches. So that stump, so to say, that goes up, and then at some point towards, you know, over, you know, depending on the lulav, but usually let's say about two thirds of the way up, that hard part, that stem will end, and then you'll just have like little branches coming up even straight up on top. So we're just looking at that that stump part, that has to be four tvachim. V'shasad chak and v'shasad chak, yud gimel gadlin v'shlish gadlu sagi. 13 1/3 thumb breadths, which is approximately an inch each, that would be sufficient. Sif beis. Hahadis tzarech liyais mishulash. The hadis, The leaves have to be triple. They have to have three on each area. The hainu meaning shi'aitzim boi mikol kan v'kan sholish alin b'shua achas b'shava. If you look at the stem where the leaves come out of on the hadas branch, so if you would make, let's say, a circle around the height of the branch, so the three stems, for one for each of the leaves, should hit that line. You want to have three stems for the three leaves that are coming out of the same height of the branch in one line. Shouldn't have one of the leaves higher or lower than the stem of where the other leaves start. And you need to have the leaves cover the branch. The hainu meaning shereish kol ola, that the top of every leaf yagia lamala mi uktza shel ha'ola shelamala, that the top of the leaf should go and reach higher than the stem of the leaf above it. So this way the branches is fully covered by leaves. That's the shita of the mark. Tzia, Bikur Yaakov argues on him. Also the Chazanish is not so sure if the Marxist din is truly correct. However, definitely it's certainly a hiddur to make sure that the leaves reach the next set of leaves that are above it. If most of the branch is covered, then that would be sufficient. They bring down that the stipler was not makbid if the leaves were a little slanty, as opposed to going straight up, and therefore covering the wood, the stem, the branch. Rather than that, a lot of times the leaves are a little spread out and slanted, so you could see the branch. However, if you would push the leaves close so they're one on top of another, they're tall enough to cover the branch, the stipler they bring down felt that that was sufficient. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Uvesarch Elu Hadasim Muvoim Emerchak, and with those Hadasim that are brought from afar, V'doichak Shim Zuk Shem, it's very difficult to find kosher ones, V'tzichim L'barkim, you have to check them thoroughly, because from the whole grouping, you don't find too many that are good. V'ayari Dvar Hashem, someone who fears the word of Hashem, Yahadah Liknais Hadasim Lachim Yerukim Mishuloshim, Umudarim, you should be mahadir to buy hadasim that are moist, that are fresh and green, and are mishulash, that they have three leaves coming out of each height stem. Umudarim, they should be muhudar. Vagdalim v'dinasenu, and the ones that grow in our countries, tzrichim l'dakdek bam im enu merkavim. You have to make sure to check that the hadasim are not grafted with another species. As well, one should be careful that they shouldn't be grown in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on it. It's a question if that's considered proper gedulei kaka for the dalet minim. There are different opinions. The Stechemid brings opinions on both ways, but certainly there's a hiddur, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's opinion is to make sure that we don't have a hadas that's not attached. That doesn't have a way to breathe from the ground. Some of the hydroponic methods they have now also would be a problem according to this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'chein tzrichin l'dakdek b'zeh b'lulavim hagdelim b'medinei seinu. As well, one has to be careful about this for the lulavim that are grown in our areas. Im eino b'nimtza hadasim mishuloshim, if you can't find any hadasim mishuloshim, yitol she'eino mishuloshim, so you should take ones that are not mishulosh, but you shouldn't make a bracha on it. So if you have two that are the same height and one that is lower, and you have most of the branch like that, so then you don't make a bracha on it, but you should nevertheless take it because perhaps you are mekayim the mitzvah. Sif Gimel. Shir ha-hadas shloisha tvachim. The height of the hadas has to be three tvachim, and that is measuring not the top leaves, just the wood part, the branch, not including the leaves that extend beyond the branch. B'shas adchak, and b'shas adchak, sagi ba'asor goydlin. 10 thumb breaths, which is approximately 10 inches, is sufficient. V'yia kol ha'hadas melamata ad lamalo meshulash, the whole hadas all the way from top to bottom should be mishulash. So v'shas adchak, however, if that's not possible, in lamata hamuad enu mishulash, if only a portion of it is not mishulash, v'arayv shalamal mishulash, but most of it is mishulash, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it has to be on top, but there are those that argue, gam ken kosher, that's also kosher. Tzichin l'daktek shalo yinoshu ha'olim min hadas. You have to be careful that the leaves should not fall off from the hadas branch, kimnashu afilu mitzas alan. Because if some of them fell off, even the minority of them, yesh kamech luki dinim. They're different halachas of whether or not you still have a din mishulash, and therefore tzichem masay shalos chacham. You should ask a talmud chacham about that if the situation occurs to you. Sif talad tzichem lashgiach shlo yehi niktam roish. You have to be careful that the top of the hadas should not be cut off. The Hainu Reisha Eitz, meaning the head of the branch, not concerned as much about the leaf. We're talking about the wooden branch. Vim Eloi Rak Tumim, and if you only have Hadasim that the tops are cut, Yasa Shalas Chacham, you should speak to Talmud Chacham as to what to do. Reval HaNofim HaKtanim, Sheyitzim Ben HaKonim. However, those small branches that come out on the sides of the Hadas between the groups of leaves, Tzichim Liktam Reisham, you have to cut them. So there should not be a hefsek between the different stems. So when you're trying to get a mishulash and you're looking at the three stems on one height level on the branch, if there's another branch coming sort of on an angle on the side, so you have to cut that off. It shouldn't be a hefsek between the three stems. But if the branch is coming out between the groups of the leaves, not amongst the three stems that you're trying to get a meshulash on, but between, let's say, one group of three and the next group of three above it, so then there wouldn't be that hefsek that he's talking about here, but still, in terms of a hiddur, we still usually cut it off anyway. It looks much nicer that way. Sifhei. Harava yedua, the harava, that's known what it is. Ha'ala mashach, the leaf is elongated. Ufiya chalak, and its edge is smooth. It doesn't have big rigidities. Va'akana adum, and the branch has some redness. Va'afilu ba'adu yara kasha, and even while the branch is still green, it's still kasha. Kiven k'shuhu shaya be'ilan misadin, because if the arava would stay on the tree longer, would stay on the bush longer, it would end up turning red. V'raiv min zeh gadol eitzal nechalim, and most of the aravos grow by little streams. V'alkein nikra avri nochal, therefore it's called aravos of the stream. V'afilak deilim b'mokam achek sheim, and even if the aravos bush is growing somewhere else, not near a stream, it's still kosher. Al she'im efsher, however, if it's possible, yesh lahad elikach mi'oisen agdeilim eitzal nochal, it's better to take from those aravos that grow by a stream. The Taz argues and says that there doesn't need to, you don't need to have with dafka by a stream. It's just the Torah wants you to take the min of a rava that is the typical to grow by the stream. But there are opinions like the case of Shulchan Aruch that one should find badafka one by a stream, and that is a hiddur. Shir ha-rava kashir ha-hadas. The height of the rava is the same height as the hadas, which we said should be l'chadchila 3 tfachim. According to the Chazanish, that would be around 12 inches. According to Ramesha, that would be less. That would be approximately 11 inches. Sivav. Arava shiyavsha, a rava that dried out, ashinashu roiv ha'olin shala, or most of its leaves fell off, Aishaniktam Raisha Aids, or the top of the Arava was cut off. Psula, it's pasul. V'yishayimim, and some say, Degamim nidaldalu ha'alim in akana. Some say that if the leaves are flopping down rather than normally from the stem they go up, if they're hanging downwards, ukluim lamata, psula, it'd be pasul. And you have to be very careful about your rava as well. Because sometimes, because sometimes when you stuff it into the holders or the whatever you're using to tie it together with the lulav, because when you're shaking the lulav together with the other minim, so then sometimes the leaves fall off, and then the rava could be pasul if most of the leaves have fallen off. Siv Zayin. Tzarech lizayah shalo yiktzayis ha-yisrael ba'atzma min ha-ilan echad me'a'abaz ha-minim l'tzarechay. A person should be careful that he shouldn't cut for himself one of the four minim from the tree. Afilu nasan lo'y ba'al ha-kaka rishos, even if the landowner who owns that tree gave him permission. Al ha'akum ha-yisrael achay yikas the same v'yikach mehem. Rather, shav ha-nachri or another yid, cut it and give it to you. And we explained the other day that that's a din lechatchila, and the reason for it is because that we say that most of the karka was stolen by the nachrim, and therefore if you cut it off, you're doing the stealing, and it becomes questionable whether or not you can say a bracha with something that's stolen, can be yotzei in the mitzvah with something that's stolen. So if you buy from someone else, that makes it that there's yish and shini rishus, and therefore it would be kosher for the mitzvah. And we said also that was lechatchila. Sifches. Leichin shloisha bade hadas. We take three hadasim, ushnei bade arava, and two aravais. Ve'en lohaisif, we don't do more. Ve'aydin aysam, and we tie them im alulav, together with the lulav, shiu kulan aguda achas. So they should be one unit. They should be one binding group together. You have to be very careful to make sure that all those three things, the lulav, the hadas, and the arava, are in the standing up the way that they grow. The hainu mokam achatach lamata, meaning that the cut mark should be below, and the top should be like the head of the branch. Shem nishape, because if you put it into your lulav upside down, although if the lulav's upside down, I feel a rak bad echad, even if only one of the branches of the hadas or the arava is upside down, gam b'di evad any yaitse. Wants to say even b'di evad you wouldn't be yaitse. That's not so simple by the hadas, etc. But of course one should certainly be careful about that. You should tie the hadas to the right side of the lulav, and on the left side you should tie the arava. The hainu meaning, because you tell us a little, when you take the lulav vashadra neged panav, and the spine of the lulav is facing you, that's the part that's usually more the greener part, not the other side, which usually has some yellowishness or brownishness. Yeah, hadas neged yaminai. So the hadas, if you tie it this way, will be on your right side as you're holding it. V'arava neged smaylai, and the arava will be on the left side. Yulamata akol shavim. And on the bottom, everything should be equal. Yidei kashiyitos alulav. So this way, when you pick up the lulav, yechaz kulam, your hand will be holding around all three minim. It'll also be holding around the lulav, the hadas and arava. Mikom makom, nevertheless, Yesh lirois shia hadas ma'at kavoya min arava. You should make sure that the hadas should be a little bit higher than the arava. V'tzarech lashkiach, and you should also be careful to make sure, shetetze hashadra min alulav l'mala min ahadas l'chol apachis tefach, that the spine of the lulav, the part, like we said, that is the, not where the end, where the branches come up, but the harder part, that's more like the stump part, where that part should extend a tefach 3-4 inches above the hadas. Kaisha kulam biyachad b'keshagomer, and then you have to tie all those three minim, the lulav, the hadas, arava, with a full complete knot. The hainu meaning shnei gshom za gabe zeh. Two knots, meaning a knot, a double knot. One knot, and then you tie it again on another knot. So it should be a double kesha shokayoma, because the mitzvah is that they should be all tied together. Umovad mashikesha shokasha elu aminim biyachad, and besides the tying of those three minim together, yasa oid belulav shloisha ksham. You should make three other knots in the lulav, you know, by using the excess, the other pieces of lulav that they give you to make the rings, is what we call them in our days. And some people that have a minig only to do two other rings, not three other rings, besides the ring that's tying all the minim together. Rak tefach echad min alulav lamala yebli kesher. Just that the top tefach of the lulav, not the tefach of the branches, but the tefach from the shedra, the tefach of the spine, the hard part before the branches separate out, you know, on top. That should not be tied. You should leave that open. So this way you'll be able to rattle the lulav when you do the nanun, when you're doing the shaking. Because if you tie up the ring too high, so you're not going to be able to hear the rattle when you shake the lulav. If there's a string wrapped around the hadasim, you have to remove it before you tie the minim together. So it shouldn't be a chatzitza separating the hadas from the lulav. If, let's say, the knot untied that held the three minim together, it untied on yomtiv, came apart or broke, also la'agdav yomtiv b'keshi, not allowed to tie a knot to tie them all together on yomtiv, because we're not allowed to tie knots on yomtiv, just like we're not on Shabbos. Ela baniva, rather you have to make a bow, or you can wrap something else around it. And then you take the end of the wrapping, the end of the string that you're using to wrap it, whatever you're using to wrap it, you take that end and you stuff it in to the wrapping, and that's how it's held together. So it's not a din kesher, it's not as mahuda as making a knot, but it's still something that's called that's holding them all together in a tight fashion. Siftes, arava shenitlasha b'yomtiv, an arava that was cut and picked on Yom Tov, Beim Yom Tov Rishon, Beim Yom Tov Sheni, whether the first or second day of Yom Tov, Asura Hayom, it's Asa to use it today. Afilo B'Tilt Obama, even to carry it is and to touch it is Asa. Kihi Mukza Gama, because it's Mukza. It was attached to the tree before Yom Tov, so we didn't expect to use it on Yom Tov. Vim Nitla Shub Yom Tov Rishon, and if it was cut on the first day of Yom Tov, Ksheb Yom Tov Sheni, one may use it on the second day of Yom Tov. Achim Chol Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, but if the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, the Nitlisha and it was cut on Shabbos, Asur Gam B'Yom Sheni. It's also also to use that Arava on the second day of Yom Tov. Em Huvu Michutz L'Tchum Esor G'Sham Minim, if the Esor or one of the other Minim was brought from outside of the Tchum, from outside of the 2,000 Amos from the city limits, Mutarin L'Taltalon L'Tseis Ben Yolada, touch them and be yaitz in the mitzvah with them. And that's when there is an Erev in town. Achim ein ha'ir musukenes be'erevin, but if there's no Erev in town, meaning when there's an Erev in town, so the halacha is, if something was brought outside the tchum, you're only allowed to move it within 4 amas. So Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that if there's an Erev, so we can consider the entire area that is surrounded by the Erev as 4 amas. But if there's no Erev in the city, and we don't have that ability to count it as being only 4 amas, asur l'tatal chutz min habayis shem sham. You're not allowed to carry it outside the house that's there, because it'll be taking it out of its 4 amas. Yelchu kulam sham l'tzeis bem. So then the only choice would be is forever needs to be yaitzid with that rava, they'd have to come, or those dalminim, they have to come to the house where those dalaminim are, because they can't be taken outside of the house. Sif Yud. Mi she'ein lo'i kol abas ha'minim muvchon. Someone doesn't have all 4 minim that are mahudar. Toiv lo yoyse lotzeis b'shachaveh. It's better he should be yoyse with his friends ab minim than his own. When we call Malcolm, nevertheless, mitzvah l'shiyug lo'i gam kein dalaminim k'fi ha'sagas yadai. Even if he can't afford to get a mahudar Arba Minim, he should still buy himself Arba Minim, even if it's not Mohudar, whatever he can afford. Lasisbem Na'anuim b'Halo v'Kofas. So he could do the Na'anuim, he could do the shakings during Halo and the Hakofas. Because if he's just borrowing to make the bracha on it to be Yaitz in the Mitzvah, that's great. But when it comes to Halo and Hakofas, so then he's not going to, Hashanahs, you know, he's not going to have something to go around with. So this way, even he should get his own set, so at least he can have a set for doing that, but when it comes to being yaitzeh the mitzvah and making the bracha on the lulav, he'll use his friends. The Mishnah Berurah, though, he holds like the Chaya Adam, that says, no, it's better you should be yaitzeh with your own set. Not everyone is so bucky in terms of how to do the kinyanim, so it should be lachem. So better you should be yaitzeh with your own set than using on the first 2 days, than using somebody else's set. And even after the 2 days, many people say that better to use your own, even if it's less mahudah than somebody else's. Of course, we're talking about a situation where it's still considered kosher. Kol tov.